Thank you. Thank you for that this morning. There's something about just hearing voices sing, yeah? It's so good, so good. I really appreciated that. Thank you. Welcome. Good morning. Good morning. It is a good day. I just want to start by saying it is a really, really good day to be gathered here together as the church. It is a good day. It's a good day to be gathered here together as followers of Jesus in his name for his glory, yeah? It is a good day. Well done you for getting here today. I also want to encourage us that it's also a really good day to trust Jesus at his word. It's a good day to trust him that when he says that he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, that is who he is. That is who he is today, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. That when he says that he has overcome and conquered the grave, that's what he's done, right? It's a good day to believe that, because if we don't believe that today, then what have we got, right? It's a good day to believe that when he says that, and surely I am with you to the very end of the age, that's exactly what he means. All time, every step of the way, I am with you. It's a good day to believe that today. It's a really good day. It's a really good day to say that when he gives us his Holy Spirit as our helper and our counselor, as the one who teaches us all things, who guides us into all truth, who tells us of what is yet to come, the presence of the living God living in us, it is a good day to trust him at his word when he says he has given us his Holy Spirit. And that the Spirit is here with us this morning, yeah? To teach us all things, to counsel us, to be our friend. It's a good day to trust Jesus when he says that. In 1 John 4:16, it says that God is love. What a statement that is. Today is a good day to trust that God is love, and that love of his is focused directly on you in this moment. Right now, the creator of the universe, the one who spun the stars into space, the one who created the heavens and the earth, he is love. And you are the focus of his love right now in this moment. It's pretty special, right? It's pretty special. But how does that make you feel? What's your response to that? That God is love and that his affections are on you right now? Like, I've got to be honest with you, sometimes it's difficult to believe, isn't it? I'm just going to be real honest with you. It's difficult sometimes. And why is it difficult? I reckon you might just be like me. It's difficult because I see who I am. I know who I am. I know the brokenness that I have. I know, I'm painfully aware of my sinful nature. I'm painfully aware. I'm very aware. It is right in front of me of my brokenness. But today is a good day to trust that God is love and that I am the focus of his love, that you are the focus of his love this morning, regardless of where we're at. It's a good day to trust him when he says, "Behold, I am making all things new." Our focus theme for 2024 here at Coast Community is contending for the renewal of the Central Coast by participating in the coming of God's kingdom through loving others with the love of Jesus. And prior to Easter, we spent a couple of weeks looking at contending. Yeah, you remember that? You were here for that? And that was pretty cool. It was a pleasure to bring a word on that. And today is the start of our series, a few weeks on renewal. And I want to start by saying this morning that I want to do my very, very best to speak very plainly about renewal this morning, very plainly about the love that God has for you and for me and for all of his creation this morning. Kids, I want you to be engaged in this. This is for you. This is a message for you, that God loves you with an everlasting love. This is for you. Adults, this is for you. God loves you with an everlasting love. God's plan is renewal. And God's plan is renewal. I know that because Jesus says, "Behold, I am making all things new." So I need to pay attention when Jesus says something, right? But I think that God's plan is renewal because of his great love for us. He loves us with that unbreakable, that unfailing love. And it's because he loves us that he brings renewal. He brings renewal in our hearts. So I just want us to maybe just close our eyes just for a second. I want to ask you a couple of questions. So if God's love was an ocean, what would it be like? If God's love was an ocean, what would it be like? I think it'd be deep and wide and roaring and powerful. I can't swim out of it. It's big, but I feel so safe. If God's love was a tree, what would it be like? Well, I think it'd have deep roots, immovable, so strong that the wildest of winds couldn't blow it over. It was tall and majestic, just had beautiful colors that I just couldn't help but look at. If God's love was a tree, I reckon I'd want to climb that tree. What about if God's love was a mountain? What would that be like? Well, I reckon it'd be higher than any other mountain. I can't see the top of it. It's so high. It's totally mind-blowing when I look at it and I stand at the base of it and I just look up. I just look up in amazement. If I tried to climb that mountain, I'd soon realize that I could never get to the top. It's just too big. And if God's love was a person, what would that person look like? If God's love was a person, I reckon that person would be someone who never left me, who always wants the best for me, who cheers me on, who makes things right. That person is my friend. Someone who forgives me for the bad things that I do. Someone who gives me good things even when I don't ask for them or when I don't deserve them or when I don't know I need them. If God's love was a person, that person would be somebody who makes me a better person. They're good pictures, aren't they? Sometimes it's helpful to think like that. Well, can I tell you that God's love is described as an ocean, is described as a mountain, is described as a tree, and is described as a person. Who is that person? Jesus? Good answer. That would have been awkward. Because God loves us, because we are the focus of his love, he says he will make us new. He is making all things new. He takes all of that broken stuff, all of the broken bits in our life, the sinful nature, and some we can see and some we can't. And he undergoes this renewal process, this kind of working inside of us day by day. And Jesus says that greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. And we do know that Jesus laid down his life for us, that we may live. We just celebrated that, didn't we, a couple of weeks ago at Easter. Jesus also says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. When I read that, when I listen to that, like, God shows us how much he loves us by the way that he gave himself for us, the way that he died for us to take away all of our sins. God saw the value in you. God saw the value in you and me, and he stepped in and he took the punishment for our brokenness. And because of that love that he has for us, because of the value that he sees in us, he goes to work on us. Yeah? Maybe you've experienced this. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says, if anyone is in Christ Jesus, they are a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. I want to read that again because that is hope right there. If anyone is in Christ Jesus, they are a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. Is anyone in Christ Jesus here today? Amen. God is working in you. So think about the person who finds an old, rusted out, broken down 1967 Mustang. So think about that person. Think about the person who finds the rusted down, good for nothing car. That's not doing much, that car, right? There's not much happening there. The person sees it. The right person. They see that and they see value in it. And so they say, hey, I'm going to buy that. I'm going to pay. How much would you pay for that? Micah, how much would you pay for that? Not much? $2,000. Wow. The person sees it. And they try and haggle down from $2,000, and they, the person sees value in that. The right person sees value in that, and they buy it, and they take it, and with the express aim of restoring it. Right? I think this is a really helpful analogy, a really helpful story for us to kind of grasp what God does in us with his work of renewal. They get it back to their workshop. And they start, minute by minute, day by day, week by week, they're working on it. They have a vision in mind of what that car's going to look like. Minute by minute, day by day, they are working on it. One day they rip out the old seats. They take them out. They're cactus, right? The whole thing's cactus. They put the new engine in. They replace the suspension. They put new lights in. It's starting to come together. It's not fixed yet, but it's starting to come together, right? It's not done yet. They put new seats in. It's still rusty and broken on the outside. The day comes when they replace the panels. The new doors go on. The new windscreen. Then comes the paint job. Shiny new paint. It's so close. Day by day, bit by bit. They put the finishing touches on it, the small details which are seemingly irrelevant to me. I just need to know that it goes and it's got petrol in it. That's all I need to know. But the person who saw value in that, they know every bit of that. They know every bit of that car. They know every bit of how it needs to be restored and how it needs to be made new. They go to work on the small details, which mean that the car works properly. It's fit for its purpose. And then one day, it's ready. broken down, good for nothing, rusty old car has been made new because someone saw value in it. Friends, that is exactly what God does with us. That is what he does. He loves us so much with an everlasting, unbreakable, unfailing love, taller than the mountain that you had in your mind when we thought about that before, deeper than the ocean that you thought about, more beautiful than the tree that you saw. He loves us so much with a tender and gentle love that sees so much value in all of his creation, not just you sitting here today. Everyone, the people of this community, he loves them. He sees value in them. He died for them, right? He sees so much value in every person he's created that he goes to work on us, bit by bit, day by day. This is a long journey, yeah? It is for me. He forms us into his image. One image that's been really helpful for me is that we are the clay and he is the potter. The scriptures talk about that, don't they? If you've done pottery in school, yeah? No? No? Just, yeah, not you, I won't ask you. Has anyone done pottery? Anyone done pottery in school? The clay, you get it. And you shape it and you mold it. You have a vision. You know what you want it to look like. You shape it and you work it. You add some water. You kind of get it going. If you're, you know, an expert pottery person, you would have a wheel like that and you might be making vases or jars or something like that. And you shape it. You shape the clay. Scriptures say that we are the clay and he is the potter. Another beautiful image of him making us and molding us into his image. Such a beautiful thing. And what does God get out of our renewal? Have you ever thought about that? Well, I reckon he gets what he gets out of us being made new and being shaped and formed into his image. Is he gets the people who we become. He gets to enjoy the people who we become. Wherever you are right now, he gets to enjoy you because he is working in and through you. And that is a continual process, yeah? He is forming us into his image. We are the clay. He is the potter. We are the rusty car. He is the one who goes to work on us. Where's Caleb? Caleb's going to come and read some scripture for us. Would you give him an encouragement this morning? I have to declare an interest here. Caleb is my nephew. Caleb's my nephew. And Caleb's a boy who helps me through his kindness and the way that he loves people. He's a boy who makes me see how God loves me. And so I want to encourage you with that, buddy. Can you read some scripture for us?
But when the kindness and the love of God our Savior appeared, he saved us not because of his righteousness things we had done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that having justified by grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life.
Good boy. Well done. Well done. That was very good reading. Well done. Caleb goes to Coast Christian School, so that's a good... These are good things, Matt. Good things. How good is that? Because of the... But when the scripture says, when the kindness and the love of God appeared through Jesus, He saved us not because of stuff that we'd done, but through the rebirth and the renewal by the Holy Spirit. It's a good day to trust that when Jesus says he gives us his Holy Spirit, that that's what he means. I love that picture. Because God loves us so much. I've said this before, I'm going to keep saying it. Because God loves us so much, he saves us. He saved us from our brokenness through Jesus. It's like we're born again. Have you heard that before? Like we're born again. It's like we're renewed. A beautiful scripture that has helped me personally understand God's heart towards me is found in Ezekiel 36. And it says, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I'll remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees. That sounds good. That sounds very good. Do you hear the heart of God there? I'll give you a new heart, a soft heart, one that loves, one that is capable of love. A heart that loves God and his creation, old to new. That's the plan of God. God's plan is renewal, the renewal of all things. God loves you so much. You are the attention and the focus of his love right now. He saw the value in you, just like the person who restored that old car, just like the person who grabbed the clump of clay and just started shaping it and molding it into something beautiful. He sees you with that value. He sees his creation with that value, that he restores it, he renews it. He sees so much value in you that he is working on you, he is shaping you, he is molding you into the person that he wants you to be. This is the work of God. I just want to invite the team to come. He sees us, he sees me, he sees you. He sees everybody who is not here today. Those people who haven't said yes to Jesus yet. Those people who do not know that there is a creator who loves them and has a purpose for them. God loves those people. He sees value in them. He's molding us. He's shaping us. And all we have to do is say yes. The team's just going to lead us in a reflection. They're going to sing to us a song. Just want to encourage you just to sit, read the words. You might want to pray. You might want to shut your eyes. I don't know. That's up to you. But the team's going to sing, and then I'm just going to jump back up straight after that, okay? Thank you.
today and forever, your love never changing, this hope never fading. Hallelujah. Heavens have been opened. I know that I am chosen. I am alive in you. I am alive in you. God, you are restoring all things for your glory. I am alive in you. I am alive in you. The heavens have been opened. I know that I am chosen. I am alive in you. I am alive in you. God, you are restoring all things for your glory. Yesterday and forever, your love never changing, this hope never fading. Hallelujah. Yesterday and forever, your love never changing, this hope never fading.
Making all things new. And all that requires from us is a yes. Yes, God, I want to follow you. So I just want to give you, just gently, I want to give you the opportunity this morning. If you're here this morning and you're somebody who has not said yes to Jesus, then I would love to pray for you. I'd love to make that invitation for you to reach out and say yes to Jesus. If you're someone who has said yes to Jesus before, then I want to gently offer you the opportunity to say yes again. He renews us day by day. And so I think our responsibility as followers of Jesus is to continually say yes to him. Would you pray with me? Oh Lord, we thank you so much. We thank you for your unfailing love that just washes over us. There is nowhere that we can run. We cannot hide from your love. And we've seen this morning just the intense love that you have for us, and that the value that you see in each and every one of us here today, but also everybody else as part of your creation. And Lord, we hear your call to follow you. And so today, whether it's the first time or the thousandth time, we say yes. Yes, Jesus, we will follow you. I want to follow you with my life. I hear your invitation into life in the full, to be with you and to do what you do. And I say yes. We thank you for the gift of your Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, come and burn away in us. Come and shape us, Lord. Shape us into the image of the Son. And Father, we thank you. We just thank you. Words can't express it. We thank you for the work that you do in us. In Jesus' precious name, amen. So, thank you. That was unexpected. I just want to encourage you, if you've said yes for the first time today, to tell someone about that. And if you don't know who to tell, come and tell me. I'd love to hear from you. If you said yes for the 1,000th time today, go and tell someone. Go and tell someone. We're in this together, yeah? We are stronger together. We do this together. A couple of things.